Good morning and welcome, Patriot Radio News Hour, Joe and Jason, on this Wednesday, a hump day. You know, kind of nice, isn't it, to have a, you know, a somewhat boring week in the year of chaos? You know, not a whole lot going on this week, you know, outside of some currency stuff, not a lot of drama happening. But of course, now that I've said it, right, now I've ruined it. Right? Don't you hate that, right? You know, you always talk about, like, the pitcher that's throwing the no-hitter, right? Nobody talks to that guy. Or you're sitting there and you're playing a great round of golf and somebody jinxes you, saying, you know, oh, my God. Hey, you barred, like, six holes in a row. Yeah, thanks a lot, right? You know the next one's going to be a shanker. So, well, sorry. I guess I ruined it for everybody. 800-951-0592. That is our toll-free number. AllAmericanGold.com is the website. Of course, the physical delivery. We like to call it wealth insurance. Some call it biblical money. Some call it the only real money that's ever existed in the world. You know, we're talking about gold and silver. And you know, I want to take just a couple of minutes, you know, because we talk, and matter of fact, we'll talk about our friends over at YRefi. A lot of people, Jason, they kind of live their life, right, where, hey, I'm going to, whatever I take home, right, mom and dad go to work, whatever we take home, we're probably spending. We're spending the majority of that money, but I've got a 401k at my work, and that's kind of, you know, that's the only extra money that you have, and of course, if you've left a job two or three jobs ago, you may have some 401k sitting out there, or maybe you got them in IRAs. A lot of people don't know. What I think, they think it's complicated transferring some of those into a precious metals IRA. We do that all the time. We've done thousands and thousands and thousands of them, and it's kind of something where it's starting to get better because they're offering you more choices. You got choices now as to where you'd like your gold stored. Now, there are some companies out there, and this was bigger 5 and 10 years ago. I don't know. I don't see it nearly as much today, but they're out there that tell you that you can store your gold at your house through your IRA. That is absolutely illegal. Matter of fact, the IRS actually added to the tax code to make a point that, hey, that's illegal. You know, they went through this process. If somebody's telling you, hey, you can take your IRA and buy gold with it and store it at your house, hang up the phone. Right? They're telling you, oh, yeah, you create a company, create an LLC, and you put it in and transfer it into your bank, and somehow that makes the bank the fiduciary, and then you can buy gold. That is not true. You cannot do that. So if you, someone's trying to tell you you can, hang up the phone, tell them to lose your number, call us. We'll help you. The other great part about it is the minimum is $5,000. Okay, so that's the least amount you could roll over, but you can pick the amount, right? You may have, you know, an IRA, maybe you got $1 million in it. Hey, I'm not telling you, hey, take it all, put it over there, but you may want to take a couple $100,000 and roll it over. And it's a simple trustee to trustee transaction. People always worry about taxes. What about taxes? But when you're doing the rollover, there are no taxes. You don't pay anything. All you're really kind of doing is, well, I'm just shifting it from using it to buy stocks or bonds with, and I'm going to buy gold with it instead. We use a company called Gold Star Trust. Why do we use them? Well, really simple. They charge the least amount of fees. Here's one of the nice things. You know, in a lot of these IRAs, you're getting charged one, some of them, depending on which ones you're in, 1-2% a year. When you do IRAs, once you have, there's a setup fee. Like the first year, you pay like $500. all the years thereafter, unless you got millions of dollars in it, all the years, you're not even paying $200 a year in fees. So that's kind of a neat thing, especially think about, hey, 10 years, you can lose 10 to 20% of your money on fees. You don't have that with gold and silver IRAs. The other nice thing is if you get really nervous and you're like, man, I want to have that gold and silver at my house. I think I'm going to need it. I think we're going to have to go to barter and all this other stuff. You can always request physical delivery of the metal. Now, that would be just like selling. At that point, you would owe the gains, taxes on the gains. So whatever you bought when you put the product into your IRA, if you do request delivery, that would be like selling, and you would have to pay taxes on the gain from when you bought it to when you sold it, just like you would with any other investment. But it's something that I don't know that a lot of people know that's an option. I'll say it's easy. It's paperwork. Arlene is our expert. She handles all our IRAs. She will essentially, to help you set up, she will fill out most of the paperwork for you. That's how easy we'll make it. Now, you're going to have to do the paperwork on whoever your current administrator is, but Arlene will get you all done up with Gold Star. And it's just a good option for people that, man, I'd like to be buying gold from Joe and Jason and taking physical delivery, but all my money's in an IRA or my old 401k. We can help you. Call us, 800-951-0592. When we get back, another nation pouring into gold. 800-951-0592. Joe and Jason on this Wednesday. A quick look at the markets. The Dow's up 50. The S&P's down 4. The Nasdaq's down 35 points. The 10-year note kind of coming back up, right? Well, today we got longer dated maturities to sell, and all of a sudden now the 10-year note back rising again, 4.49 right now on a 10-year note. Crude oil's a little bit higher today. Gold's flat right now, 23.23. Silver's up 10 cents at 27.40. The Japanese yen, 156. So here we go again, right? This intervention thing looks like it's going to last a lot longer and be a lot more regular. We'll see how that continues to play out. But we talk a lot about the need to be even more diversified. We see all the warning signs, the debt bubbles, how much the national debt now just seems to be skyrocketing. You know, guys like Jamie Dimon, right? Hey, the hockey stick is here now. For those of you that don't know that reference, Harry Figge, bankruptcy 1995, he had the hockey stick chart where essentially the debt becomes so big, it just eats upon itself. And it's that you know, kind of, you know, we always say, hey, can't go up in a straight line. But you know, if you ever seen a hockey stick, right, that it's a pretty steep angle, and that's the projections that we're on. And when these bubbles burst, you want to be as diversified as possible when it gets here, before it happens. That's why we talk about our friends over at Y Refi. Why? Because number one, you get a great fixed rate of return. If you just wanted to try it out for a year, they give you 6.5%. If you go for 5 years, they'll give you 10.25%. You heard it right. Every single year. But what if this happens? What if that happens? What if? Doesn't matter. Doesn't change. You can use it as income. A lot of people have been using it as income. Right, a kind of a way to supplement their Social Security. You can use it with an existing IRA, just like you could with a precious metals IRA. Some of you can even use your 401k. Some of you maybe got too much money in the bank. whatever it may be. Check these guys out. It's such a great thing, too. This has to do with private student loan debt, which most people don't talk about. You know, when Joe Biden talks about all his debt forgiveness nonsense, which is nonsense, that's all the government stuff. Has nothing to do with this, and it's the same thing. The banks, the second, you know, someone graduates, 30 days later, they got to make their first payment. They don't make it, right? The banks put them in default, and their credit's ruined forever. Why refi has a list of, hey, their life is figured out now. They can make a reasonable payment. If somebody would just cut them a break, this is what why refi does. You'll feel really good about it too. They'll explain the whole thing to you. Because I'll be honest. When they first approached me, I'm like, yeah, I don't do that stuff. Sorry, I don't pitch for other companies. Plus, that sounds ridiculous. How can you say you got a fixed rate return of up to 10.25%? And then I met with Lane. He showed me the whole thing. They'll lay it out for you. And it'll make complete sense to you. Check them out, investyrefi.com, or just call them, 888-YREFI-24. So we've been talking about gold in Asia, right? For the first time in, you know, like I said, I've been doing this over 20 years. I don't know that I ever had said up until this year, Japan is becoming a gold buyer. Because that's a nation that doesn't buy gold. Doesn't really do that. Of course, now look at what's happening with their currency. They're doing it. South Korea. It's starting to hit the mainstream. CNBC, of all people. Gold is selling like hotcakes in South Korea. You can now buy. This is how crazy it's gotten. Jason, you can buy gold in convenience stores in South Korea now. You know, it's like going to their version of Circle K or Quick Trip, right? And they've got gold vending machines where people are buying, you know, grams of gold, ounces of gold. They're saying that Korean gold demand already up 27%. And they're saying it's just getting started. They're saying that these gold vending machines are popping up everywhere in South Korea. Because remember now, that's another country, right? That, you know, trying to work out, hey, how can we sell dollars here? Well, you guys got all your debt problems. They've got the same issue going on that Japan does. But Jason, you know, even the World Gold Council, I know it's called the World Gold Council, they hate gold, but they're the World Gold Council. They can't ignore it. They're like, it's unprecedented what they're seeing, especially from these Asian nations.
Yeah, I think other countries have a much healthier, the populations have a much healthier skepticism of the American banking system. And so I think what you're seeing is that as a result of the thing you're saying. I mean, going to a 7-Eleven and buying gold and silver, it's an interesting image. I do know that silver's in the same boat in a lot of ways. I saw Costco. I need to look this up. Costco bought 2 months' supply of Silver Eagles from the U.S. Mint. They just bought the next 2 months. Silver is going to move. If Costco is going to start selling Silver Eagles, they're doing the 10-ounce silver bars. And Costco being a version of what you just said, it's not a convenience store, but it's a retail outfit. And if they're going to buy a two-month supply, hey, U.S. Mint, everything you make, next 2 months, it's ours. The premiums,
by the way,
if the premiums are going to go sky high on silver and gold soon.
Silver Eagle premiums just hit the highest of the year today. Just hit the highest of the year today. And if that's right, and that Costco's bought in the next 2 months of supply, it's going to get a lot higher than that. And you know what's interesting? They're saying the same things. Remember when Costco was selling their gold bars? Selling out in hours. This is what they're saying in South Korea, right? They brought in these machines. They loaded it up. And the guys are like, hey, within 2 hours, the machine's empty. Right, there's no more gold in it to be bought. It is absolutely something where it just tells you, and it's interesting because they were even saying the ages. Because I guess probably, and, you know, they got to use the card so they know how old the person buying it is. The biggest buying groups, 30 to 50. They're buying over 75% of it. And then the next biggest group is 20 to 30. And it's the older people that really aren't buying it there, right? Because that's probably something we're not that accustomed to doing.
It's not first come, first serve either. It's limited buying. Like those 10-ounce silver bars that Costco is selling, you can have five. And that's it. And until they have some sort of a new shipment or a new way of whatever they're doing, I saw some videos where guys are trying to get multiple Costco memberships so they can buy more than the five silver bars. You know, because the price is pretty good. Costco's trying to really move the market their direction. All of this is just going to push silver and gold to new highs. And Joe, just listening to South Korea and hearing that Japan's buying and you can go to your local drugstore or convenience store and buy it, that's, you know, there's a very healthy suspicion of the U.S. banking system and the rest of the world, and it's going to be contagious.
And again, the funny part is, you know, we don't get South Korean news, right? We don't get Japanese news or Malaysia, Taiwan, right, with China. Obviously, what they're looking at and what they're seeing is a microcosm of what is playing out in fiat money space and why it is, you know, that we're so certain about the central bank digital currency. And for here at home, we've been talking about the consumer. How much room is left? Credit card debt. It went up, but barely. It looks like now, is credit card debt hitting the wall? Are the cards maxed out? Right? We heard, remember during earnings, right? What did McDonald's say? What did Yum Brand say? Right? Red Lobster, right? The list went on and on and on. Now Tyson Foods, okay, they're the second largest producer when it comes to, you know, you go to the meat counter, you go to the chicken, you know, kind of at the meat section in the store, right? They're the major player there. Their CFO, by the way, their stock really getting hit hard over the last couple of days. Their CFO saying uncertainty remains around consumer strength and behaviors. We have reason to believe that the quarters Q3 and Q4 will be even weaker. Starbucks, right? That's another one saying, hey, what, you know what? People aren't coming to buy the Starbucks. And then Intel, who's got, man, you talk about a company that raped in billions from the government on chips, right? Yay, build chips. We got to build them here. Intel says that restrictions placed on China. So, you know, right? China's like, oh, well, you won't buy our chips. We're not going to buy your chips. Really hurting their guidance and saying that chip demand is not going to meet expectations. And then at the same time, UPS and FedEx starting, what was it, 2 days ago, so I'm a little late. Get ready for new fuel surcharges. If diesel fuel is between $3.30 and $3.40, they're going to whack you for 15%. It gets above $3.46, 15.25. It gets to $3.55, 15.5. Right now, I don't see the chart. Diesel in Arizona is $4.19. So do the math on what you're going to be getting charged. And same thing with UPS, Jason. You're talking about, hey, here's the price of the package. Now let's add another 15, 16, 20% to the price of the package just because the price of gas is above $3. It really is comical. I'm wondering if that's a way that the Fed can say inflation's still cheaper, because you said the package, you know, I don't even know what, you know, we've got to deal with FedEx. We ship FedEx, and we've got to deal with them. But could you imagine hey, we're going to add an extra 15 to 20% to every package you ship just because of the cost of gas?
That might just be the beginning of it, Joe. I mean, it's, once again, this is inflation. This is the world we're living in, and the severity of these things. I mean, the inflation has been very irritating. It's been very harsh for a lot of people, 2021, 2022, 2023. And if it's looking like it's going where it's going to go, every single thing we're talking about, I mean, people don't buy gold at 7-Elevens if inflation is in check. And remember, a lot of these countries, no matter how much the dollar is dying, how much you want to talk about the dollar is going to be dead and it's going to crash and burn, there's still a lot of countries using a whole lot of dollars, and we're importing or exporting. Excuse me, we're exporting our inflation to those nations. You know, these nations already have inflation of their own, and then the dollars that they're using are going to be inflated as well. So, Joe, yeah, it'll get worse. It'll get worse, and I don't know if it, here's the thing. You always say, oh, it's darkest before the dawn, or it'll get worse before it gets better. Does it get better, Joe? We've been with 2% inflation as a rule for a while. I don't think it's gotten any better, has it, Joe?
Well, guess what? There's a new index, a new default index that just hit the highest since the 90s. How's that? Maybe an all-time record high. I'll tell you what it is next. 800-951-0592. Another knock here for banks. We knew and we know about commercial real estate defaults. Credit card defaults keep piling on. Today, Manheim, the largest reseller of automobiles, and this is at a wholesale level, by the way, out with data talking about what's happening in the auto industry. The number of auto buyers subprime. So when you're talking about used cars, not all. Like, I like to buy used cars. Like, you know, I think Jason's kind of the same way. A car that maybe is a year or two old, because, you know, I can save $10,000 or $20,000. But a lot of the used cars, right, that's a lot of subprime, right? That's where it resides at. The number of borrowers now 60 days past due hit the highest levels ever. Over 6% now of those people are 60 days late. I mean, that's when, Jason, right, that's when you can start seeing the repo man start stalking neighborhoods, right? When you've missed two payments in a row, they're getting ready to come pick up your car. But this is the highest levels ever. And then they started talking about the issues with repairs and how much it costs to repair cars now, and that people are essentially, hey, here's the problem that they're saying. It's okay, they can do it, but the second they need new tires, the car breaks down, they've got to get even a new battery. Gosh, some of these cars, new batteries, cost you $200-$300 just to get a new battery put in there. You know, and for a lot of these cars, getting to the battery, right? It's not, I'm going to get out the socket set and do, yeah, good luck. And it's putting these people over the edge. It's interesting to see now all of these signs, and these are just the warning signs that consumers are headed for trouble.
Yeah, Joe, when you're using the credit cards, typically, even though it should be done differently, people that use credit cards don't have savings. They use their savings first, and then they go to the credit card, which probably shouldn't be done that way. This is why, you know, even a credit card user should be buying gold and silver. Have your savings there. If you run out of money that you need to pay for a car repair, like Joe is saying, put that on the credit card and try to keep that savings there as best you can, because you don't want to run out. You don't want to run out, because if you're out of savings and then the car repair hits you, you really have nothing to go to. You just have nothing to go to. You got to have savings. Gold and silver is the ultimate way to save.
today I got, listen, I got, I still have some Indians. I'm kind of surprised. I didn't think we would, but I still have some Indians. Gold right now is up three now, 23.27. Silver's up 16 cents or almost 27.50 now. But I still got some Indians from yesterday. I'm going to keep same price. 1 through 19, these are $10 Indians, $1,295. You buy 20 or more, $1,290. That's the same cost as a $10 Liberty. So that's just great value. And that really, and when you think about it, at, even at $1,295, let me just see if I can do my calculator math here, right? I mean, you're almost saying, hey, I can buy two $10 Indians for almost the exact same price as a 20. That never happened. So take advantage of that. But on silver, very, very limited. I don't have any more. I'm not going to get any more, at least not at these prices. I have five rolls. I know it's not a lot. Pre-1921 Morgan dollars, and these are solid VG plus type coins. I mean, they're really solid pre-1921 Morgans. I've got five rolls for $640. That's below cost. Just to give you an idea of what a retail would be, probably $725. That's probably what it's going to be most places. $640. I only have five of those. There's 20 in a roll. And then I've got 11 rolls of peace dollars. And again, these are VG plus. These are borderline AUs. They have some rim toning on them, but really nice looking peace dollars. Also below, this is more below cost than the Morgans. They're at $540. So $540 on silver piece dollar rolls. Again, below cost. When I say below cost, it's below cost. You buy it when stuff's below cost, right? And then five rolls of the pre-21s at $640, again, below cost. And then, of course, you can't forget those Indians. $1,295, 20 or more, $1,290. Our toll-free number is 800-951-0592. And already, lines are lighting up. Right now, Kathy's by herself. Brittany's been off on vacation. Arlene doesn't show up till 9. So just be patient. If you call, we'll put you on hold, and we'll get to you in the order that you called. But, Jason, some great opportunities here, especially If the word out of Costco today, they essentially are saying, we're just going to buy the next 60 days of Silver Eagles. This is going to start pushing premiums on silver in a big way, without a shadow of a doubt here.
Absolutely, yeah. That's the way it's going to be. And just to talk about the specials, I mean, especially the Indians, the $10 Indian specials, you know, to hear. You can always get two $10 Indians for the price of a $20 Lib. That's an excellent, excellent way to go. And I'll say this, with the way the markets are moving, the way the information that is coming at us, especially since 2023, I see more of the same, Joe. I see more of this moving in the direction that you've been talking about, Joe. And you know, hold on to your hats, right?
Yeah, and again, we've been talking about June. We've unfortunately the tax season bonanza, if you will, that the federal government collects. We're going to see a lot more debt problems occurring in June. The reverse repos pretty much wiped out now. We kind of think that you know, this. Historically, you tend to see a pretty flat summer. I don't know. This year, that may not be the case at all when it comes to these precious metals. 800-951-0592. Jason and I will be back right after the break. 800-951-0592. Just a quick update. The pre-21 Morgan rolls are gone, and there's peace. piece dollars, there's only a few left. So if you want to buy silver below cost today, we've got them in the rolls of piece dollars. They're mostly 22s, 23s, 24s, but the piece dollar 1922 to 1935. And those are at $520. Don't forget, obviously, the Indians. That's Jason, I think that's really another great buy there. 1 through 19, $1,295. 20 or more, $1,290.
And how much are those piece dollars? You were moving so quick. I was trying to get the prices in my head. So the Morgans are gone, but you have the piece dollars at what price, Joe? I'm sure that anybody that's listening, they may want to get a price.
$520.
And there's how many was those? There was about 10 rolls, 15. How many rolls of those before when you first came in, Joe?
We started with, we only had 11 of those. And I know that we don't have 11 now. That's the one thing. Kathy's still on the phone here at 800-951-0592. Well, I think it's here. We've been waiting for copper. We've been waiting for silver. And Goldman Sachs out with a note with the risk of worsening global deficits. And they're talking the copper market is now entering scarcity and saying that the market is moving into what they're calling extreme tightness. The latest supply-demand estimates point to a 454,000 deficit for the year, 54,000-ton deficit for the year. Jason, this is way above what the expectations were, but it gets worse. They say the deficit next year, 467. By the way, that's an increase of over 50,000 just from where they were 90 days ago. And Jason, there's talk all over the place that get ready, metals, oil, food, everything's getting ready to ramp up again. The biggest issue that everyone keeps talking about, scarcity, deficits. Right, we've been talking about gold deficits. We've been talking about silver deficits. Now we're talking about copper deficits, tin, aluminum. It seems like it's just pick the product, and every week it's a different one.
And the gold and silver, that was the rally we've seen starting in February. That was not just a gold and silver rally. It was a commodities rally. We've been saying this. Copper, I mean, Joe, I don't know if copper's, I haven't checked it recently, but it's just been moving so fast. And once again, Joe, for a commodities rally, really, you price all these things in dollars. Everything's always compared to the dollar, right? So it just means inflation. If you get less copper for the dollar, that means the dollars are less valuable. You need more of them for whatever copper is. I mean, I'm looking here at copper, which I used to look at copper a lot more when I was younger. It's just under 3 cents worth of copper in a 1982 or older copper penny. It's insane. It's three times face. I remember the stories of the people that were pulling silver in the 1960s out of circulation, the quarters, dimes, and half dollars, the ones that we sell all the time. And back then, people were pulling it out. I think it was only 1.5 times face, Joe, and people were pulling the silver. So right now the copper penny is, now it's just a small denomination. If it wasn't so small, everyone would be doing it. But you can get three times your money. Where do you go that you pull something out of your change and you get three times value? Where in the world do you get three times value? And that 2013. Over 10 years ago is when Canada got rid of the penny. It won't be long. We talk about a cashless money system, Joe. There's another reason. It's just not affordable just to make the coins, especially the pennies. Even with the junk metals they're using now, Joe, the price just to mint the coins is getting very expensive. And that's all commodities, Joe. That's everything you were just saying.
Yeah, and it's kind of interesting the amount of commodities now considered in bull markets, copper, coal, uranium, all the rare earths, the base metals, also in there. Now, and then it really depends, like, on the agricultural side of things. It's almost like, well, what country are you in that there's going to be these problems? You know, we talked about the oils, olive oil, what was it, cocoa, the rice, right? These different commodities that are extremely short supplied. And I think this is the big issue. You know, remember when they were doing the transitory, it's a shipping problem. We got a shipping problem, right? Remember all that? This is a little different, because here's what the problem is. For whatever reasons, and most of this are self-inflicted, this green energy, the cost to do business, whether it's insurance, the cost of equipment, the cost of energy to get these products out of the ground, it takes significant amounts of money. And fast forward, in the last 5 years, the amount of money needed to open these mines has doubled, tripled, and then some. And Jason, now we just simply are running. There is no more. Like, what happens when, we need 500 metric tons of copper, and the guy goes, well, I can get to that in 2028. That's a problem. 800-951-0592. Diversify. This is an easy problem to see. We'll be back with the final segment. 800-951-0592. Gold's up 4, 2328. Silver's up 15 right now, just below 2750. And man, does it not look good for copper. Here's what they're saying. They've got a new price target for copper, $12,000 a ton. That is up from the previous target was $10,000 a ton. By the way, 2025. Remember, oh, don't worry, inflation's going away. Uh-uh. $15,000 a ton. And that, again, these numbers just keep getting higher and higher and higher. They're saying, lacking any near-term mine supply solution, which there isn't one. Right? You can't just all of a sudden buy a copper mine and open it up tomorrow. It just doesn't work that way. The only way to maintain market function is they're going to, this is from Goldman, they believe that there's going to be what they're going to call demand rationing, Jason, where they're going to say, okay, right, let's just say whatever, I need 25 tons of copper delivered. Well, we'll give you 15. But I need 25. We'll give you 15. Right? The other guy, I need 25 tons. Well, we'll give you 15. Again, what is this going to do to cost? Already new car costs are a fortune. Copper, you know, copper and silver are just about anything you can think of, right, Jason, that has to do with technology and green energy. I mean, it's you got to have it.
Got to have it. And this is, this is why we do what we do, Joe. We offer you commodities that you put in your pocket. You put it wherever you want to put it. And as the insanity of whatever the Federal Reserve or the U.S. government decides to do, you are kept whole in your assets, in your money. And if there was risk that gold could crash down to zero, if that was such a thing, I wouldn't be on the air with Joe right now, because I would have figured that out long ago and I would have gone another direction. Because this is not stocks, it's not Enron, you know, this is not Lehman Brothers, Joe. This is gold and silver. This is as you could say, gold. It's God's money. God made. It's something that's found in the earth. Man does not make it. Man makes stocks and man makes cryptocurrencies, and man creates those things, which then means man can also take away those things. Gold can't just magically go away. It's just no one's going to put it on a spaceship and launch it in outer space. Can you imagine the cost of that, Joe? Can you imagine how much gold buying would be going on if somebody, Elon Musk is going to shoot gold into outer space? Can you imagine what the price of gold would do then?
Right. I don't know how this works, demand rationing. What does that mean?
Demand rationing, I know.
Like Ford's on the phone, right? Tesla's on the phone, right? GM's on the phone. 800-951-0592. Get that gold and silver put away while it's still, listen, while it's still reasonable. I think that's probably the best line I can use.